Hi, Terry. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, good morning.
Hope you're well.
Yep, doing great.
Well, got some information from you, which was good news from the many auto owners we have here in the state. Statewide auto thefts have declined for the fourth year in a row. Tell us about that.
Well, we're really encouraged by this. We have some great law enforcement folks out there, some great insurance investigators out there who are helping us, and of course, the citizens that call in tips to the HEAT program. We had a great year last year as well. We recovered over $1.6 million in stolen vehicles and other property as a result of tipsters calling our tip line at 1-800-242-HEAT or going to our website at 1-800-242-HEAT.com and giving confidential information that helps us solve those crimes.
And Terry, to refresh the memories of our listeners, tell them what HEAT is.
HEAT is Help Eliminate Auto Thefts, and we are a confidential toll-free tip line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can talk to a human and give us any information that you have about any type of auto theft-related crime, and you could be in line for a reward that could go up to $10,000.
All right, tell us some of the highlights in the 2011 ATPA annual report highlights.
Well, again, we're continuing to see the decline in auto theft. It went down by over 9% last year over the year before. One of the things that kind of surprised us is that for the first time, the top 10 most stolen vehicles in Michigan are all pickup trucks. And we're seeing a lot of Dodge Ram pickup trucks being stolen, especially late 90s, early 2000s. They did not have a lot of built-in theft protection. And a lot of the pickup trucks that are on the road are ordered by businesses as work trucks. And sometimes they skimp a little bit on the theft protection because it's not standard equipment on some of the larger trucks. So we're really encouraging anybody that's driving an older Dodge Ram to put a little bit of extra theft protection on their vehicle.
What's happening to those vehicles when they're stolen, those pickup trucks? Where do they go?
Well, they're either parted out. The wheels and tires are very popular to be resold. They've got great Hemi engines in them, so those are being resold. Or they're being resold with fake VIN numbers and, sold outside the state. Another thing that we're being told by law enforcement is that there are a lot of fake Georgia titles out there. There were some actual Georgia titles that were stolen from the Department of Motor Vehicles there. And so if you're buying a used vehicle, any type of vehicle, whether it's a pickup truck or not, and it's got a Georgia title on it, be a little bit cautious. Make sure that you're going to the Secretary of State to finish that transaction to make sure that the vehicle is legitimately titled.
Terry, these parts, are they just, is there an underground market for them? Where are the people who steal these parts and from these vehicles? How do they get them out?
Well, the older vehicles, the manufacturers can only stock so many original parts for so long. So as a vehicle gets to be 10 or 12 years old, you're not going to be able to get a new fender from the manufacturer. So the parts are really valuable, and the Dodge Ram body style has not changed a lot over the years. So it's really just repair shops that are okay with buying, those stolen parts, and some of them unwittingly. I mean, they're not all, knowing that they're buying stolen parts, but that's where a lot of them go. And then really the pickup trucks are heavy. So if you're going to maybe make $500 or $600 from a car crusher, flipping them a few Benjamins to allow you to crush that without the proper paperwork or something, you're going to get some money from the metal as well.
How does Lansing fare in these latest numbers?
Well, it's kind of a bad news situation. Auto theft in Lansing has actually gone up. Over the last year, there are about 250 vehicles stolen in Lansing. The prior year, a little over 200. So it is picking up. I think what we're seeing is a lot of the areas where people tend to be a little bit more complacent, we're seeing thefts actually go up because the areas where you would think would be targets for auto theft are getting a lot of scrutiny by law enforcement.
Terry, I feel like my audience is mom and dad by asking you what can we do to protect ourselves. It seems like it's common knowledge to lock your car and keep your keys with you and have some type of security system, but apparently we haven't learned that lesson yet.
Well, it's very easy to think, oh, this is a great neighborhood. I can leave my laptop in my front seat for a few minutes while I'm running in here, or I can leave my car running to warm up in my driveway. So, you know, you really just have to be vigilant wherever you are, because auto theft is a crime of opportunity, and they look for us to be, you know, having regular habits. I go out at 7:05, I start my car, I go back in and get my briefcase and my coffee for a couple of minutes, and that's the sweet spot that they know every morning I'm going to be there, and one morning my car's not going to be.
Terry, if people want more information, not only about what we've been talking about this morning, but how to protect their vehicle, where can they go?
You can go to our website. It's 1-800-242-HEAT.com, and we have all the information about our program, some great safety tips, and also ways to submit a tip either through the website or, again, through our tip line, which is toll-free, completely confidential. You don't have to give your name, and it's 1-800-242-HEAT.com.
Thank you, Terry. Have a great Thursday.
Thanks, you too.